can you tell us a little bit about why Vermont ranks so high?
First of all, let me say that your entire area performed very well, but Vermont specifically has a very strong Return Peace Corps volunteer community. For some reason, people are really attracted to the Green Mountain State when they return from Peace Corps. We also have a lot of support from colleges and universities in Vermont. And also, Vermont tends to be a place that's very globally aware, interested in international events, and also I think just its focus on the environment, what have you, attracts people who are interested in the Peace Corps.
And is that the case as well for a place like Ithaca, which is also heavily concentrated with universities and colleges?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, Cornell University is there and Ithaca College, and both are schools that have really great programs in the environment, agriculture, international economics, and food research. And those are topics that are very useful to the Peace Corps, but also, I think, attract people who are interested in international careers.
What draws people to serve in the Peace Corps?
You know, people are drawn to the Peace Corps for a variety of reasons. I think most people want to make a difference in the world, and I would say that that is something that we know to be true, that people who serve in the Peace Corps are committed to making the world a better place. But they also know that it's a great way to launch an international career, and that's important these days as we live in an increasingly interdependent world where global competency is really valued by future employers. Speaking another language, understanding how to work within multicultural teams. And then people like to travel and are interested in other cultures.
There's a 22-year application high for applying to the Peace Corps, and it's attributed to historic reforms. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. In July, we changed our application process. We went from an 8-hour application process, if you sat down in one seating and did it, to a 1-hour application process. It's much more streamlined. Also, we're offering our applicants the ability to apply to specific countries and specific programs. So if you know that you want to be in a Spanish-speaking country and you want to do public health, you may decide to apply to Peru, for example. Before, we used to just have people state their preferences, but they applied to the Peace Corps, and we more or less placed them where we felt that the fit was best, so allowing a lot more control on the part of the applicant. And then also, we are offering a lot more transparency into the process. We have offered the process where if you apply by a certain date, you will know by a certain date, and then you'll know exactly when you'll get on the plane. So it just gives our applicants the ability to plan more effectively.
And how many volunteers are you seeing, whatever the most recent numbers are?
This past year has been about 6,800. It's a little bit lower than usual because we had to close several programs because of Ebola in West Africa. We had 300 volunteers there. You know, we are ready to grow the Peace Corps. We have been working very hard to reform our agency to make it really strong, to very effectively support our volunteers, and to ensure that they're working on those project areas that are effective at achieving development impact.
The areas that were closed due to Ebola, has there been any update on when those might open back up, or will there be changes to the locations?
We work very closely with the Centers for Disease Control and the Department of State, and we will not be returning to those countries until it's absolutely safe to do that. We are committed to returning, though. Those three countries are very important to us.